What is going on, everybody? This is Nicholas D'Angelo, and I am back. Get some sort of a round of applause here. Here we go. Yes, sir! Thank you! Thank you! That might be the only round of applause I would be getting. I don't even know if anyone would still be even knowing I had a podcast. I've been gone for a long time. It's been a really, really long time, probably about like 7 months. But here I am. I'm back. And I think I'm going to be back for a while. I think I'm going to start to get back into the swing of things, give this my all. I have a bunch of plans. I think I'm going to do a redirection of this podcast media thing I'm trying to do. When I first started, it was definitely experimental and everything I wanted to do. But now I think I have a decent plan, and now it's just about doing it, and I think I'm going to do it. Now to where I have been. Where have I been? Just, you know, dicking around, kind of. Just dicking around. I started off in February. It's kind of when I stopped. February, I started bull riding. I did that. That's up on my TikTok. But I did that, and, you know, I was scared shitless. Went into that scared shitless. Went in there. You know, shout out to Scott. Shout out to Luck of the Draw Bull Riding. They really helped me out. They did a really, really good job. I mean, there's only such a good job you can do. It's really, you get on there, they give you the mechanics, and they just throw you on a bull. And that might have been the scariest moment of my life, was getting on a bull. Let me settle in here. Fucking wires in the way. Yeah, getting on a bull was a pretty wild thing. It's a almost 2,000-pound animal, and you're just hopping on the back of it. And it doesn't want you on it. I learned that quickly. First bull I rode, thrown off. It was like a little beginner bull. You would have thought I was on a little sheep. But, you know, once I fell off that thing, I didn't really know what happened. Got off, and then I was like, I love this. I want to get right back on another one. So I did. Did that two more times that night. Rode in a little country night, little rodeo thing. There was probably about like 200 people there. Got a little taste of that experience. And after they opened the gate, got on this nice little bull named Wasp. Got to open the gate. Fell right off. Fell hard as hell. That was my taste of hurt. Got hurt. Leg was fucked up. Didn't really actually get hurt, you know, just normal stuff. But yeah, from there on out, I kind of really started to like it. Fast forward, I'm still ass at it. Not much better at all. Rode in my first actual event this past other week at the county fair. It was a big event. Jackpot, $500, all that good stuff. I got drawn the best bull. I never rode anything close to this. This bull is almost a professional bull. And I just actually was eating the dirt for dinner. It was embarrassing. You know, when something like that happens, when you do something and you fail over and over again, especially when you're spending money for it, it really starts to get to you. It makes you want to be good at it. And I just haven't been able to. So my bull riding career is up in the air and in jeopardy right now. So we don't have to keep going into the bull riding, but that's something I've been doing and I really love it. I'm ass at it, but I love it. But you know, I went to a few different places. I've been to Nashville now. Nashville was incredible. It was my brother Ryan Feely's birthday. Shout out Ryan Feely. Give him a clap. Hey, here you go. Yeah, Ryan. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was his birthday. And I got invited to that. Took a road trip from New Jersey to Tennessee. Went past Knoxville. What the fuck else is it called? I can't even think of it right now. Went through Knoxville. Stopped at Bucky's. Bucky's is probably the best place I've ever been to. If you've never been to a Buc-ee's, I recommend going there. I actually got kicked out of Buc-ee's because I didn't have shoes on. So they made me walk all the way past their 60 pumps to go get another, get my pair of shoes on to be able to come back in. But Buc-ee's was awesome. If you're going there, I recommend trying a couple of their beef jerkies, their brisket sandwich, their beaver nuggets. They have their in soda. Try that. Their roasted peanuts, glazed peanuts, almonds. They have cool shirts. I don't know. It's a lot of yelling going on in there. If you're hungover, I don't suggest you go in there. I was pretty fucking hungover, and I didn't even know what was going on. Probably spent about $80 worth of shit, and I mean, I enjoyed it, but it's a place you just get in and out. But back to what I was saying. Been to Nashville. Nashville was amazing. Amazing. Probably the best place I've been to yet in the United States. Obviously, I've been to Italy. That is unbelievable. But besides that, I mean, Nashville's been my favorite place besides, you know, home base Philly, Atlantic City, Wildwood, you know, home. That's home. But besides that, Nashville, awesome place. Went to PBR Bar, went to Whiskey River during the day, get frozen drinks at the top deck. Where else? I didn't even make it to Al Dean's. Went to Chiefs. Chiefs was pretty cool. I don't really remember. I just remember I got a lot of hot dogs too. But shout out to Feely for inviting me to that. That was a great time. Drank a lot of beer. Recorded a song. I actually have a song. Country song. It's on Spotify. It's called Taking It Easy by Nick D. It's an easy listen. It's very catchy. You know, I like making music. I always did. And yeah, definitely gave that a shot. I really like that song. So if you want to go stream it, that'd be pretty cool. Well, all right, after that, you know, I went to Chicago. I always grew up a Bulls fan, so, you know, I've been there one time, saw the Bulls play the Warriors, and they beat Clay and Steph in that game. You know, I was just a youngin', thought there was something to believe in, and then the Bulls sucked their ass. Went to Chicago, went to see the Cubs stadium. They had a great game. They won. Went to Sluggers. Sluggers, you can just drink, and there's nothing better than drinking and hitting in the batting cage or playing your favorite arcade games. I was shooting Jack Daniels and just racking them up on the batting cage. Thought it was amazing. Where else did I go? Wrigleyville was sick. I just didn't get a chance to go over to... I saw the Bean. Just drove by it. I didn't get a chance to go to the water, though. I wish I did. I really wish I did. That sounds really... I mean, I would have liked to go swim in the river. Or the... Yeah, I'm dumb as hell. The Great Lake. Lake Michigan. I'm pretty sure. Called it fucking... River. Chicago is sick, though. Was there anything else I like? Oh, cool smoking lounge. A little smoking lounge in the one bar. But besides that, Chicago is sick. Shout out to Alec. He had me there. Good buddy of mine. Besides that, I mean, not really much. Just been to Phillies games, went to a couple concerts, Morgan Wallen, Zach Bryan. Yeah, the Phillies games, season, partial season ticket holder, section 103. Great time. Have a great time every time I go there. And then speaking of the Phillies, they are in a rough patch right now. You know, this is great. This is great to go over because one of the best lineups in the league, and they just can't hit. All of a sudden, they just forget how to swing the fucking bat. Like, it's embarrassing. It was Bryson Stott. Where have you been? I don't know why I'm just going after Bryson Stott, but I don't know what's happened with him. Everybody, I mean, besides that, everybody can't hit. No one can hit. I know everything's going to be fine, but, you know,
I don't know, just the past couple games, and I don't know. I think it's not a great look right now, but, you know, that's what happens in an amazing, magical season. You have these downfalls, and even though we haven't had many of them, it gets really scary when you don't have it all season, and all of a sudden it's getting close to playoffs, and it happens. But, you know, there's nothing... nothing you can do about it. It's just, you know, we're going to have to play it out and see what happens. I love that team a lot. I really do. This just has to be the year. I'm just thinking about it. This has to be the year. If they're going to do it, it has to be this year. If they're going to win one in the Harper era, it has to be this year. I love Bryce Harper, man. Fuck, man. Fucking love that team, man. It just sucks when they suck all of a sudden and can't hit the ball. They're relying off these home runs. Yeah, I love home runs, but you need men on base. And that's all it comes down to, is hitting the ball, getting men on base, and scoring them. The defense, I'm not worried about. Everyone's looking great on defense. And they need to work it out before September. And we're really running out of time in August, so they have to figure it out the next couple of days. But on to the next topic, because I don't want to hold you guys too long. I hope this has been at least a little bit entertaining. I think I haven't said that much. I usually do. Try my best. But also, the Eagles are coming up. They just got Dotson, whatever his name is. I don't know how he does it. Howie Roseman is the man. Paul George to the Sixers. We'll see how that goes. If Paul George could stay healthy, it's a lot of stress off Embiid. They'll be able to do their own thing, be able to work a lot better together. Tyrese will be able to dish the ball. Tyrese is going to be a scorer. Those three together, if they play the right way, stay healthy, all three of them will be all-stars, and they will at least make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm going to tell you that right now. I was able to say it all in one sentence, and so obviously I'm pretty confident about it. That team will go to the Eastern Conference Finals. We will break through the second round struggle, make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know who we would play. You know, them damn Knicks, man. I'm not even going to get into that. We could get into that another time. Besides that, Morgan Wallen, great. But if I had to pick between Zach Bryan or Morgan Wallen performance-wise, Zach Bryan was unbelievable. Just every song... I was on the floor, and just there were some times where I just looked around while he was performing, and I was just in shock. Just the echoes throughout Lincoln Financial Field, where these boys play, the echo that went through that stadium while he was singing, just the people singing back to him was so loud. I don't think I've ever experienced that at any concert before, and I've been to quite a few. It was insane. Brought out Bruce Springsteen. Shout out Bruce Springsteen. He really lit the crowd on fire. They performed Atlantic City, and they have a song together as well. And at the end, Revival, when he started playing it, I was at the front of the stage on the floor, and he set up another stage on the other side, so we ended up getting fucked. But he started playing Revival, and the back was just open, so it was just a dance floor. We're just dancing, having a great time. I don't know. Something about that concert was just awesome. And he had Shane Gillis is there. Shout out Shane Gillis. Dude's hysterical, I guess. Yeah. But, man, that was fucking awesome. He's a cool dude. Makes good music. It'd be great to have him on the podcast maybe once. You never know. Or Brianna Chicken Fry, too. She's pretty cool. Dave Portnoy. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Do I have anything else? Predictions for the Eagles, maybe? First four games mean everything for them. Offense needs to click on a high level right off the bat. It can't be something that clicks later, because they're going to have too many... Not going to have room to drop games, especially after last season. Not going to have room to drop games. You got to build that trust in your guys. And I lost a lot of trust in them last year, especially like when you go, like just going into that Buccaneers game, I did not think they were going to win.
I just had a bad feeling about it. And, you know, I didn't have that the year before at all. But I don't know. And if they don't do it, the Chiefs are going three-peat. After what they did last season, they're going three-peat. And that's what I got. But I guess back to what I'm doing, you know, I kind of want to get into some sports stuff with the podcast. I don't know. I'm definitely going to be... This is going to be coming out... This is Monday. This will be Monday's episode, so... Happy Monday. Hopefully I made your Monday a little bit better at this point. Just listen to me ramble about dumbass shit. You know, if you liked it, if you're on YouTube, subscribe. If you're on Spotify, give us a follow. And maybe give me a comment too. Maybe, you know, whatever. But I think I want to get into some sports stuff. I want to just talk bullshit. I want to just keep working on guests, getting some guests on here and just breaking it down. So, you know, it's fun just shooting shits, man. It's something I always liked, and I like the whole idea of the podcast and sports and all that stuff. So I'm going to give it a shot and see where it takes us. I think that'll wrap this up, though. I just wanted to do something short as the first episode back, just breaking it down. But all right. I think I'm good. I think I'm fucking done. Shout out Miller Lite.